Thank you for joining us on Raw Emotion, a Tottenham stroke England pod. Today we're going to be talking about the game, obviously, against the Czech Republic, which was a 1-0 victory for England. Before that, we talk about the potential of a manager coming in anytime soon. Anyone? Is it going to ever happen? Potter, Nuno, Espirito Santo. We also talk a little bit about Harry Kane and the supposed bid from Manchester City and what we think about that, and yeah, whether we would accept it or not. And that's it, really. Little bit of moaning about the game. The usual pre-match chat about the team. See us both say that we don't think Saka should be playing. And then get that completely wrong. So that's, you know, that, again, that's what this pod's about. It's about talking about the pre-game, the half-time and the post-game. And that's what we do today. And we talk about the Tottenham manager. So I hope you enjoy. Cheers. Afternoon, mate.
Oh, hello, mate. Hold on. I'm coming through my phone through the van and the music started. So, hello.
Right. So, just before we start on the England stuff, this is a Tottenham pod, so there's not been that much news. We only spoke on Friday, didn't we? But I think the latest bit of news that's come out, there's not a lot, but just saying that we've now gone back to our original shortlist of managers, and they're saying the favourite potentially Graham Potter again. What's your feelings on that?
I'll be honest, mate. It's the same as what I said before. You know, I like the football that Brighton play, and I think that, you know, I don't think that Tottenham is a step up for is a step beyond him. I think that he might do quite well. He's used to working within a budget which will suit Levy, you know. But the football he plays is good, and with better players, he might be able to produce something. I'll be honest. I think whoever does come in, I think it's only probably going to be for a couple of years until Poch is free able to get him cheaper, if I'm perfectly honest. If his name was, you know, Pottenaldo or whatever else, everyone would be clamoring.
Pottuccino?
No. If he was Pottenaldo.
No, I'm saying if he was Pottuccino.
Oh, yeah, Potter. If he had a foreign name, you know, he was Latino or fucking Portuguese, whatever, mate, you know, we'd be raving over him. You know, I don't think, you know, but we've also been linked with Nuno Espirito Santos.
Yeah.
So, but
he's a foreign name. I don't want him either.
No, but I think he would sit better because you can see a marked improvement since he took over, or a better improvement than what you would say Brighton have. But then again, you've also got to look at his contacts as to why that's been.
And the money they've spent. I'll be honest, mate. I mean, for me, I said from the outset, I'd have been quite happy with Potter. I could see the sense behind Potter from the very beginning. What I would be annoyed about with it is we could have got this done bloody 2 months ago.
Do you know what else I think would be good with Potter? A good thing for bringing Potter in until Pochettino came back, if he comes back, is I also think he would be somebody who would be a good mentor to Ryan Mason as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, on the Pochettino coming back thing, I mean, as much as I'd love Pochettino to come back, if we bring in Potter, I mean, he might do a great job, and there might be no reason for Pochettino to come back. We don't know, you know?
You don't know what's been said between him and Levy, though, do you? You know?
I don't really care, though, because you can't operate, mate. I said to you in the last one, you can't operate by saying, oh, you know, when your contract runs out of PSG or whatever. He might do a fantastic job at PSG and be wanted by Barcelona or Argentina to be their manager or Man United, or we can't live on a prompt. Do you know what I mean? We can't.
But that's the problem, mate. We can't do a lot of things as fans. We don't think as a team we should be doing a lot of things, which are fucking happening.
Yeah, I can't see that that's happened, mate. I can't see that we've said to him, we'll definitely bring you back into, because you don't know what's going to happen. There could be another chairman come. It could be a new owners. Anything can happen, mate. You can't.
I'm just throwing out. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying that is the case. No, I'm not saying that's what Tottenham's trying to work to. I just It wouldn't surprise me, to be perfectly
honest. You're not the only one I've seen say it, mate, by the way, but I can't see that as a thing anyway. But yeah, I mean, there's not really much else on Tottenham that I've seen. Have you seen anything you want to talk about, mention?
No, just this Man City bullshit's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's quite a big one, actually, yeah. The supposed Man City bid. My thoughts on that one are, if he really doesn't want to be at Tottenham, I don't want him to go. I've said it from the outset. But if he really doesn't want to be there, and there is an offer of, let's say, 110 million and Laporte, for example, and Laporte said that we could actually get the deal done and Laporte would come, I'd probably do that deal, to be honest with you. He's 28, 29 soon. If he doesn't want to be there, what's the point in holding on to it? That's a nice chunk of money. And the ready-made, world-class defender who's got Premier League experience, I would actually do that deal. Now, a lot of people on Twitter said, how can any Tottenham fans say they want him to go? I'm not saying that. I'm saying if he wants to go, I don't want any fucker there that don't want to play for our shirt. So we can fuck off. Like, if you want to go, mate, and we're getting a good deal out of it, it needs to be a good deal for us. But I support the badge, not the player. You know, and if you don't want to be there, you can go. That's my feeling.
Yeah, as Graham Roberts once said, the badge on the front is more important than the name on the back. And do you know what, mate? I didn't want Berbatov to go, but
no.
I support the club. I he didn't want to play. Fuck him. Off he goes.
Exactly.
I'd say the same about Lloris, Sissoko, Alderweireld.
Anyone. It doesn't matter. In fact,
to be fair, I did say the same about Alderweireld when he was having his contract dispute.
Mm.
If you don't want to be here, mate, fucking do one. We'll get somebody else in.
Exactly. I'd like nothing more than Harry Kane to stay and become a legend, and I'd give him the contract and I'd give him everything that he wants. But we know he ain't got a chairman that actually wants it. And I said last week, like, I don't really blame Kane in the sense, because we're not meeting his ambitions at all. And it doesn't look like we're going to, mate. It don't look like we're going to meet his ambitions either. So you can't really blame the guy. He's got an offer that, you know, he's probably going to triple his wages. He's going to be guaranteed to win things. And we are not progressing, mate. We are not showing, for whatever reason, whether you agree with it or not, he ain't going to invest the money. So,
you know my opinions on Kane. And for all those listening for the first time, go back. I've said it. You know, on the pitch, guy's fantastic. You know, and I don't want him to go in that respect. But yeah, look, fuck it. I don't care. You know, I'm not a Harry Kane kissed ass like the rest of the world.
Well, I wouldn't say the rest of the world, mate, because the rest of the world fucking hate him. Apart from the Tottenham fan base, we've seen it this week, talking about England.
And this is a Tottenham world. I'm not.
Say the fucking Tottenham world, then, not the rest of the world.
All right, the rest of the Tottenham world. Fucking Jesus, fuck.
Right, moving on to the England thing. That's a nice little segue there. So Kane is getting loads of stick this week, saying that potentially he should be dropped, and all this kind of crap. I'll let you talk about that first quickly.
I think he should as well, mate. Cunt's not firing. He's looking lethargic, lazy. You know, his mind just doesn't seem to be on it.
Are you being serious?
I'm a fuck.
I never know with you, mate. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
The cunt's getting no service. If he's getting no service, then what do you expect? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't expect a soldier to hit his target with no bullets.
No, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad he's starting. I'll be honest, to look at the team, I'm glad Grealish is in the squad. I think he's going to make a difference for Kane tonight. I think I see Kane scoring tonight, and I see Grealish being part of the build-up.
100%, Kane will score tonight. I said it to my brother and my son at the weekend. I said, if I was still a betting man, I would definitely be lumping on England to win and Kane to score for sure. I can't see him going three games, and he feeds off of this kind of negativity. We've seen it with him being called a one season wonder, then a two season wonder. That's what's made him the guy that he is this kind of bullshit, you know.
I'll be honest, I'm a bit. You got Shaw at left back. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Walker's back at right back.
Yeah, happy days. Maguire's back in the middle now. I'll be honest, I kind of thought, oh, really? But we qualified anyway, so he needs at least one game under his belt with no pressure, rather than coming back in the knockouts and fucking it all up and being Gareth Southgate basically from 96.
Yeah. it is a bit unfair on Mings, because actually I think he's probably been one of our best players. But yeah, I agree with you. He does need to get the minutes under his belt, because your best two central defenders are really Maguire and Stones. And if you're going forward in the competition, you do need your best team out there. I mean, I'm not saying this to be it's not even controversial. It's the opposite. I'm not saying it to be because it's an Arsenal player, because I support anyone in the England shirt. But I'm surprised. I'll be honest. I like Saka. I think Saka's a good player. But I really mean this genuinely. I'm not trying to be anti-Arsenal. I mean, I don't know how he's ahead of Sancho, really, after the season, back end of the season that Sancho had. He's a player on form. Saka has finished, you know, ninth in the league.
I'd say the same with Bellingham, mate.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've not seen that much of Bellingham, to be fair. I haven't. I mean, I've seen Sancho for the last couple of seasons. I haven't. I know there's great reports on Bellingham, but I don't know. I personally don't know that much about him to say that he should be starting. But I definitely think if Mason Mount is obviously self-isolating and there's a spot there, I would have had Sancho ahead of Saka. I do like Saka, and I think he deserves his place in the squad because he's a utility player as well. He can potentially play left back. And he actually, when I've seen him, he's actually linked up pretty well with Kane, but so is Sancho. But listen, I question a lot of Southgate's thing, but he's our manager and I'll get behind him. I have to look at some of the stuff. Like taking off Kane in two games in a row, he's the Premier League's top goal scorer. He's the assist maker. And I know he's not been playing well, but as you said, he's had no service. And Sterling was playing awfully as well. And he's had an awful season, mate. But you take off Kane. Where's the sense in that? Where is your captain as well? It makes no sense.
He's the biggest and dickhead fucking Sterling is the biggest culprit.
For the reason, the ball
service.
Exactly. And listen, I've backed Sterling to start. I think Sterling probably should start because I think he is a very good player, but he hasn't been playing well. So I just don't understand. I don't understand the criticism that Kane is actually getting, because you've said it and I heard Simon Jordan on TalkSport say, how can you blame Kane when he's literally not getting... He hasn't had a chance, mate. He's not had a shot. He hasn't missed any chances. He's not had a chance.
Yeah.
He's a striker. You can't blame a striker for not scoring if you're not creating chances for him.
It's exactly that, mate. You can't, can you?
Like, I don't understand the intelligence of like these football fans who just want to hammer our best player. And look, he isn't a Tottenham buy, but he is our best player. He literally is our best player. That's why they're talking of him going for, you know, 100 to 150 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's your prediction on the score, mate?
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be 2-1 or 3 2-1 or 3-2.
Right. I'm going to go 2-0. But also looking at the table, it might actually benefit. We've got to play it. Listen, it's a tournament football. You've got to play the best teams eventually.
Yeah.
But if we finish first, we've really got the toughest route, really. We'll play either France, Germany or Portugal.
But I agree with Simon Jordan, mate. It doesn't matter where
it doesn't matter.
So I'm quite happy to, I'm quite happy for us to take whoever finish top. You know, winning breeds confidence, and we'll be fine. I know I've got genuinely believe we'll be absolutely fine, mate. So, you know,
I'd quite like to play Germany, to be honest with you. I think we could, if we're on our top form and he lets them off the leash a little bit, we can beat Germany anyway. I'm not saying we will, but we've definitely got the players that on our day, if we play to our potential, we could even beat a France. I think, you know, I'm not saying we're as good as France, I think France are better.
But, sorry to listen to that beeping sound. There we go.
Yeah, in a one-off game, in a tournament football, we can beat France. We can beat anyone, same as they can beat us, you know? So you never know what's going to happen.
Mate, I completely agree. And, mate, at the end of the day, you know, it's one of those where we sit, we wait, we support and see. You know, if we get the results, happy days. If we don't get the results, we don't get the results. You know, as long as we can, and it's like we were saying about Spurs. As long as we can turn around and say, yeah, they left it out there on the pitch, they gave it their all, unlike Tottenham did against Villa, then we're not going to bitch about it.
No, that's it. And listen, we'll come back at half-time. Just to say, obviously, Mac is working, as you could just hear. So
I'm hoping that we can get connected at halftime, at full time, but there could be a potential that, you know, Max has got no signal or whatever, and then it'll just be me again, like the other day, the sad little loner on his own. But hopefully we'll catch up at halftime, Mac, all right?
Mate, there's still commitment. I'm still here.
I know you are, mate. I know you are. I'll catch you at halftime.
Yes, mate. I'll speak to you later.
So it's half time. I'm on my own because Mac's working and I can't get hold of him. So, yeah, 1-0 to England. Nice goal by Sterling. Cross come in from Grealish. He did really well. Got a lovely cross into the box. And the smallest man on the pitch stuck in a header. So, yeah, it was nice. Playing so much better than we did the other day. That's the whole point of this pod, really. Because we were both saying before the game that we were surprised that Saka was starting. But I think he's actually had a really good game. And what I like about him, he goes forward. He's not afraid. He's not going back all the time like we were doing the other day. He will be quite happy to just run at a man. I mean, even if it doesn't come off and you lose the ball, at least you're trying to do something. And obviously we know that Grealish would do that, and he has been doing it. I think Sterling's been excellent in the game. Kane doing well, had a great chance, good strong hand by the keeper to save. But one thing I've noticed from that half is Kane is dropping a lot deeper now. So I don't know whether he's been told to do that or whether he's just had enough and decided to take matters into his own hands. But we have been open at times as well. They've had a few chances. Suchek had one that went just Shaw. I don't understand, it should have been a free kick. I just thought that was very good defending. Good, brave defending when Shaw just threw himself at the ball. And obviously the player was going for a volley. It was fair enough. The ball was there to be won by both. It was good defending by Shaw, and Suchek just put it wide. So there is chances. We can be vulnerable. And what I don't want to see in this half is us sitting back. We can't defend a 1-0 lead, really. Or, well, we can, but I don't want us to. That's very sort of Mourinho type. And I don't want to be seeing that again after the season we've just had. We need to make a statement, I think. We want to win the group. Just go out and they're there for the taking. We just got to keep doing what we're doing. Shaw's doing well, getting the ball into the box. Walker needs to get it in the box a bit quicker. As the commentator says, you've got Kane in the box. Get the ball into him. He's had a couple of chances. Yes, get him a few more. If we can get him scoring and get his confidence going, going into, say we win the group, we're going to face Germany, Portugal or France. We need all of our top players in top form and confident. So just go and try and win this game 2-3, 4-0 if possible. Just not sit back and defend. I'm confident. I'm happy with that first half. Just got to keep going, and we'll catch you at full time. So it's full time, and it's England 1, Czech Republic 0. It's what I didn't want to see happen, really. I said at half time, I didn't want to see us just sit on top of that 1-0 lead and play like Tottenham did under Mourinho, really, where we just go 1-0 up and we're quite happy with that. Play like we did against Scotland, where we just keep passing sideways and backwards. No creativity, no real chances created. At times, we even had our centre-backs trying to make things happen, which fair play to them. I think John Stones was on the right wing at one point, and then Southgate didn't like that and quickly subbed him off for Tyrone Mings. I don't know whether the two things were connected, but me and my brother were laughing about it, saying that our centre-backs are trying to do something, and then Southgate sees it and takes them off. It's hard to moan when you've just watched England win the group. They've played three games and they've not conceded a goal, but they've only scored two. What worries me is if we come up against a decent team and we try and protect a 1-0 lead, there's no way we're going to do it, because I just don't think we're good enough defensively. We should be going forward, and we were in the first half, but we showed nothing at all in the second half. And again, I'm sure the people will be moaning about Kane again. I thought he had a good first half, but like everyone, really, I just don't think any of them did much in the second half, because I would assume Southgate is saying, don't do anything stupid. Don't make any mistakes out there. Just look after the ball. And I can understand that approach. I can, but it'd have been nice to see us actually go and put a stamp on the tournament. And we know that the other teams will be watching that. The England players themselves have talked about in the past that they will sit and watch all the games, because they're the opponents, you know. That's part of their job, is to watch and study the other team. So, you know, I can't imagine that other teams will sit and watch that and be scared of us, really, which is a shame, because, you know, first half I thought we did really well. We have talented players going forward. And, you know, you can't slag off the defence. We've kept 3 clean sheets. As I said, I just worry if we come up against a really good side, which we will in the next round, unless Hungary pull off a shock, which I can't see happening. We're going to play either France, Germany or Portugal. So, you know, we're going to have to be at the races there, that's for sure. My man of the match, I know this is the Tottenham pod, but I don't really care. This is also an England pod. And I'm not going to be, I'm not going to let club make me be biased. So man of the match is Kane. No, it's Saka. I thought Saka played really well. And before the game, as I said, this is why we do this pod, is to, we're not going to let hindsight come into it. I didn't think Saka should have started. I thought that Sancho should have done. But Saka played really well. And as I said, I like the fact that he's not afraid to run at players. He takes people on, he makes things happen, and he did that today. I thought Grealish did really well. As I said, I'm not going to keep repeating myself. I thought all of the front four did really well in the first half. Second half, no, because we just wanted to look after that ball and not cause any threat to the Czech Republic. And it was just quite boring, really. I'm not going to get on their backs too much, because it's difficult to slag off a team when they've just won a group and they haven't conceded a goal. So we've got to say congratulations to England for doing that. But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's been great, because it hasn't. Barring some decent football-ish against Croatia, not all the time, but we did knock it around okay again in the first half. And today in the first half looked good. But apart from that, we've not looked great. So I hope that coming up against a good team will show it. And I think we can beat any one of them 4 teams in that group, whoever we face. I think on our day we can definitely beat them, but we're definitely going to have to play better than what we have done. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to leave it there. There's not really much else to say, because there wasn't much else to say in the second half. I can't really remember much happening. Everything sort of happened in the first half, and I've sort of covered that, so we'll leave it there. But yeah, just apologies that Mac is working, so he couldn't join me, so you've had to put up with me moaning a little bit. It'd be good if there's 2 of us moaning instead of the one. I'd sound like a grumpy old bastard then, but there you go, that is what it is. I don't want to be on here moaning. I want to be on here saying how well England have played, especially after the season we've had with Tottenham watching boring football. I was hoping that with the players that we have, we could play some exciting stuff, but we've not seen it yet, and it's as simple as that. We're moving on. We play on Tuesday next week at 5 o'clock, which is another reason I'm pissed off. 5 o'clock on a Tuesday. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be France, Germany or Portugal, possibly Hungary. So we'll do another pod then. If we get a manager anytime soon, we may well do a pod for that. But I'm not holding my breath on that one. But yeah, thank you for joining us.